Yeah. Well, it's interesting because that's basically why for years we've wanted to write this athletes' rights document, because, you know, for so long you felt like you were alone, and it was this epiphany when I realized, you know, we played on the national team, that group of us, for 17 years, and so we were lucky in a sense that we didn't have a high rate of turnover, and so we understood the history and the progression. But you never realized what others had gone through before you, and the, you know, sitting with Billie Jean King for the first time and hearing about what she did in tennis and their round table of eight and the $1 contracts, and you know, all these athletes are going through the same things, but they're isolated in a sense in that we weren't as organized together, and we didn't know what the others were going through. And so, you know, I sat with Billie for a long time and talked about, you know, what they went through with tennis and how could we improve our sport, and, you know, on and off the field. And you know, I just realized a lot of people don't have that access. They don't have that knowledge base or a mentor to go to and tell them about all the past mistakes they made and don't make them again. So that's kind of the basis behind this athletes' rights document, because you're always hearing, you know, athletes, female athletes from other sports saying, you know, I'm tired of this, and this is what's happening to us, and how can we change these things? And they're all the same theme. So we just decided, gosh, why can't we put something in writing that at least gives them some knowledge and some perspective?
Well, let's look at this table of contents, first of all, because it is a rather significant document, the important governance documents such as what is the Ted Stevens Olympic and Amateur Sports Act, why are the bylaws of the United States Olympic Committee important, and then you skip down to number six, does any law protect athletes who experience discrimination on the basis of sex, race, color, religion, age, national origin, or disability? Why don't we just, since we only have 10 minutes, let's go into this. What do we have in this document that in particular you want people to know about?
Well, it's a good primer for background. Like, one of the things we found out is athletes just don't know. They don't understand what their rights are. So it gives a lot of detailed information on the Ted Stevens Amateur Sports Act, and which is basically the law that established all these NGBs, national governing bodies that oversee all these sports. And it talks about there's no real document that addresses our athletes' rights. This is the one that comes closest to that. So it talks about how it protects athletes from discrimination and, you know, a variety of different issues. And all of these are themes that athletes deal with over the years competing. They just never knew they had a process to, you know, to use to fight it or to say, you know, this isn't right, this isn't fair, this isn't, you know, this isn't equitable, or this isn't what, you know, we visioned as a group, as a team. So it covers, you know, from, you know, what's my rights in terms of marketing, what's my rights in terms of how they can use my name and likeness, to, you know, can they discriminate on the basis of pregnancy? Can they discriminate on the basis of color? I mean, there's just, and it's great in that team selection, eligibility for competition. It touches on a lot of these different areas and gives them a resource to further educate themselves. I've always been a big believer, and this is one of the things we learned with the national team, and again, I think having played together for so many years, it helped because we had this continuity, but is that we had to go in and understand it and learn it and really talk to a lot of different lawyers and talk to a lot of different people like Billie Jean King and pioneers before us, and then we could say, okay, what do we want for the next generation? How do we want to make it better? And what are our options? And so this helps in terms of telling athletes.